for the third time.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
You wouldn't know this, but this is the third time we've kicked off this podcast.
Third time's a charm.
Good grief. Oh, everything's all screwed up in here. What is going on?
It's been one of those weeks.
Right? Oh, man. Oh. It has been a week. Hey, we're going to be protest-free podcast day.
All right.
Right. Woo. Amen.
None of that stuff. This is our little away from all that. People count on us to be a sanctuary away from all the hectic crazy. We get texts and emails. People hide out in their car listening to us. People put their headphones on at work, pretend to be working, listening to this podcast. People go on hikes and bike rides and walking in the woods listening. And so they're listening to get an escape.
They need an escape. We have to be able to have some freedom.
So,
gosh, that's a lot of pressure. It's got to be good.
Are you feeling the pressure, Dez?
I am.
Oh.
It's like a pressure cooker.
Well, let's start with Dez then.
Okay.
Because someone pointed out that Dez says stuff weird on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, someone pointed out. Is it you?
No, it's not me.
Is it Crisco?
It's not me either.
Apparently, they think every time you talk about Shaq Shine.
Yeah, Shaq Shine.
Yeah. Shaq Shine.
Shaq Shine.
They say these people come to your house unicorned.
The uniforms.
So,
what
is it? They're like, Shaq Shine. They come to your house unicorned. It's great. It's Shaq Shine.
They're all ready to go, unicorned and all.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's why they've been getting a surge. They're like, beep boop 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 beep boop boop. Huh?
I get unicorned when Shaq Shine comes over.
Oh, they have been busy.
Isn't the guy who owns it like a very fit dude too?
Yes, he used to be a trainer.
Oh my.
He's a handsome feller.
Okay,
sorry.
Well.
False advertising if I was letting you know and letting you think you were going to get unicorned, but they're uniformed.
Oh boy, you can shine my Shaq. Come on over.
Anytime.
Whoa.
You know what? Overall, the house looks good. Fantastic, but not what I was expecting. So,
it's just on the outside, you say.
That's funny. Well, there's what we expect from Dez.
Oh, you guys.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
You never disappoint. Okay. Listeners are sending more crap to Crisco that he should buy. Why?
Oh,
why?
Don't encourage him.
Oh, they're just the best, Ryan.
What now?
So you know the Converse Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
They now have an entire collection of Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine.
Oh, boy.
So you thought my fruity Lucky Charm shoes were good.
Thought you're fruity what?
We just called you.
I don't want to know about your fruity pebbles. No. No.
They are pretty fruity.
Yeah.
I'll say that right now.
Wow.
But my also fruity Lucky Charms shoes are the best. They're super bright pink. You guys saw them that one day when I wore them in. They are very bright. They have them to look just like the Mystery Machine.
Mm-hmm.
They have them with Scooby-Doo and Shaggy and a bunch of the monsters. There's like 10 different pairs of shoes to collect. And they're all Chuck Taylors.
Jeez.
I'm not even kidding you guys. I think I might have to get a pair of each.
Well, you of all people can actually pull off Lucky Charm shoes, and I never thought I'd say that.
What?
Thank you.
But, yeah. I mean, okay. Don't they oddly look right on him? If I wore those, it'd be like, dude, what?
Well, yeah, I think what it is you don't realize that they're a cereal shoe right at first.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh my God, those are some cool kicks. And you're like, oh, they are actually our kick cereal.
But you got to remember, it's not like I'm the only person with the cereal on my shoes. They sold out
everywhere. Dez made it funny. We have to acknowledge it.
Yes.
Didn't even mean to.
They have kicks. That's a real thing.
They really do.
They really do, yeah.
Oh, God.
I found a new shoe for you. It's the Ben and Jerry's Nike shoe.
Oh, see, I'll eat that one.
Oh.
It's pretty cute.
What
it's
is with all the food shoes? Seriously, America. We are fat enough.
Yes,
again,
we are.
I think it's probably better that it's in shoe form as opposed to just walking around with a couple pints of Ben and Jerry's on your feet.
You just said you'd eat the shoes.
It was more of a joke for the moment.
I don't
moment.
Think so.
It is. They don't taste like anything.
Not that you know of.
That's true. Oh. They are scented and flavored like it.
This is just awful. Come on. We need to stop with our food addiction. It is out of hand.
What about some good old-fashioned carrot shoes?
Nobody wants that.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God. I just want to say that of all the dumb things Crisco does, at least he's starting to learn to really read into these texts, because we have a small group of people who try to trick us, and you're going to have to get up even earlier than the big guy to trick him.
Because this one I saw from a mile away.
Yeah.
And I did not share it with Ryan until the podcast, because it... Naughty.
Okay.
Well, we ask people what they're doing to stay sane, and we all have different ways of coping with this. Crisco eats copious amounts of food.
That's true. I've been prepping for this for a while, apparently.
Dez guzzles wine like mm-hmm. it's nobody's business.
Yeah.
I hike deep into the woods and then try to find my way out with no GPS, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I always think if I go missing, God, is it the worst thing?
Oh, yeah. I would find you.
Yeah.
You know I would.
You know he's got that GPS tracker on you.
I know you're in Studio B right now.
And so we all have different ways of coping, and we wanted to know, how are you staying sane? And this person said, to stay sane, I watch a video of a woman reading a children's book. And that book, Des, is called Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber.
And you know what? It very well could be a children's book. But if it is, shame on the person who created that book.
Man, that's it. If you have to write a whole book about how the beaver needs to be barbered.
Oh,
God. She's getting herself. Oh, boy.
I can't.
Oh, Brenda. Brenda, we've let the beaver run out of control, huh?
Oh, man. I mean, oh.
Talk about it, it's like a COVID beaver.
Well, it is. Think about how many women go in to get all the nethers, you know, waxed up and treated.
The nethers.
Yeah. Oh, I have a bunch of friends. I was on this text chain that they were like, okay, I got these wax strips. And then one person is like, these ones worked. These ones didn't work. These ones worked. And finally, they came up with ones that worked perfectly.
Ooh.
And they're never going to get waxed professionally again.
Never seen anybody take their pants off and look like a Wookiee more than 2020.
Wookiee.
Telling you, it's like the 70s all over again. Well, Bush is back.
Maybe it'll be a thing. Maybe it'll be hot.
Looks like you're smuggling Cousin It down there.
It's unfortunate if you've been all lasered up and then the poof comes back and you can't poof.
The poof. The poof. Oh, the poof is on fire.
The poof.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a real problem. So anyway, thank you for sending that in. And I think we should do some research. Does Brenda's beaver need a barber? That's a good tongue twister. Brenda's beaver needs a barber. Brenda's beaver needs a barber. Brenda's beaver. Nope. Did I do it? Brenda's beaver needs a barber. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a real book.
Is
you
it really?
Googled that?
Okay. It says it's by Bimisi. I mean, it wouldn't say a tie, like by somebody, unless that's the Brenda's played by Bimisi.
I don't know. What
if I clicked on
it. Don't click on it. You know, we have constant emails about not clicking on things.
It's a real book.
Is it a real, like a kid's book, though?
I don't know if it's a kid's book. I think it's a funny book, but there are people reading it. Yeah. Oh, no, it's a real kid's book, and it's a real beaver. She's got a pet beaver, and it's on a, oh, my gosh, it's on a leash.
Well, I guess you always have to know how to maintain the beavers.
I know what Dusty's getting for her birthday.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, boy.
There's a new trend that involves filling Twinkies with nasty things. It's called Twinkie Roulette.
Twinkie Roulette is a real thing, you guys. This year just will not stop.
Who's game for a round of Twinkie Roulette? I think we should play. I think this would be fun.
Yeah. So gross. You just cut the bottom out.
Yeah.
You pull it out. You remove the cream.
Yep.
Then you fill it with whatever nastiness you want and have a good Twinkie and then go boom, boom.
But can you suck the cream out? Because everybody has a different way of sucking.
That's true. That's just a fact.
Thank you, Des. Thank you so much. Des, could you help us take care of the cream and the Twinkies?
Like, I'll suck all the Twinkie cream out.
Yeah, I'll suck the cream out.
I had such a good workout today, but I also took down 14 cream Twinkies.
I don't even like Twinkies. The joke's on you.
Yeah, well, we'd have to talk to Crisco's mom. She can suck the cream out of a Twinkie like nobody's business.
The good news is we wouldn't even need to cut the bottom out.
Yeah. Oh.
She'd pull that right from the tip.
She's that good, huh?
I'm sure there's a way to just stick something in there and push it out.
Okay. Did you hear yourself,
like,
right?
Like something about that same size as the hole.
Okay. Every day this week. What is, you're a mother of two.
That was a real thing. I was thinking like this, you take this.
Please don't show me with your hands what you're talking about. It makes it so much worse.
Oh, Des.
You know what I'm saying, right?
I know what you're saying, but filling a Twinkie with pickle juice and fish and other gross things.
Anything. You can fill it with any. So, like, one of them I saw, Worcestershire sauce.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Worcestershire sauce.
Excuse me, you said what?
Worcestershire sauce? That's how I feel at the end of this week.
Worcestershire.
Cod liver oil? Could you imagine that in there?
Yeah.
Gosh, didn't we fill Cadbury eggs one time with gross stuff?
We did.
Oh.
You were gone when we got in big trouble for doing one that was fun. It was pizza roulette.
Yep. Yeah.
And so what we did is cut the pizza up in all the different slices, and then under, we'd lift the cheese and the meat, all lift that up, and then squirt it with sriracha and hot ghost pepper sauce, and then cover it up. And so we'd all take a slice of the pizza and eat it. And it was a small one. And then just keep going around and around till somebody landed on the hot one.
Yeah. Who landed?
And it was Rudy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the last piece of pizza.
Oh, really?
The little feller was having none of it.
He was very upset.
Oh, he said it blew out his bunghole.
Seriously.
Sriracha. Oh, my God! My butt's on fire!
And he's typically into that thing. He just wasn't when it came to pizza.
Well, how do you think he gets all the hair off?
Oh, that's a technique. I should tell my friends.
Yeah, you just singe it. When you get the little stubble, just poof.
When he says go to the cabin, I actually usually think that has something to do with the blowout of a bunghole.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, gosh, you know what? Nothing better than some bunghole talk on a Friday.
Bungholio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
I just think everybody should know that we have nothing to be afraid of because we have a leprechaun whisperer who is communicating with our leprechaun community.
Oh, thank God. I have really been worried about that.
Yeah. Well, you have to wonder how are the leprechauns doing with all of this, you know, political unrest and the pandemic, you know.
Yeah.
And this guy talks to leprechauns. And so here we go. A report from him.
Leprechauns are spirits. I visit them under the mountain each day to check them out. I've been up there every day. I haven't broken the restrictions. I communicate them through an out-of-body experience. I don't want to go deeply into that, but it's an out-of-body experience. Everyone knows what I mean, and I can transfer my spirit up there.
Does your wife believe in leprechauns?
No.
Oh, God. Can we get them to do the news here in Minneapolis?
Seriously?
Wouldn't you love to hear them report on the news?
Oh. I just want to hear him shout out, stay away from me, Lucky Charms.
And then, let's be real, he doesn't have a wife.
Oh, that is so Des of you to say. He can be in the leprechaun spirits and still be married. Not everybody's as cool as you, Mom.
She is the coolest dork you'll ever meet.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
You raised the roof three times on the show today. You have no place to speak of cool.
That is true. I didn't say anything about cool, but, I mean, talking to leprechauns, he didn't say no.
Oh, he doesn't talk to the leprechauns, though, does he? He lifts his spirit up and he talks to him up there.
What is he doing when he says he's got these experiences?
I don't know.
He's like, you all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
High five, buddy. Totally. Nux.
Yes. And he did sound a little questionable about the... What does your wife have to say about all this? Nothing. Nothing. You guys know something I didn't? What the hell?
I have a wife.
What
oh, my God. I'm going to pee. Oh, no. I can't move. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Oh. Did you pinch her off?
I can't move.
We're going to see how well the different exercises have been working on her.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Woo. Come on, Des. Don't let it out.
I need to get back to that therapy I was doing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you need a lot of therapy, don't you?
Oh. It was for my hoo-ha. Oh, my God. I've said too much.
You have a hoo-ha therapist?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah. Is it Taylor?
No, to real.
Oh, he's the primary resident.
Because he's been working overtime for years.
He's in charge of the area, but no, there's a real therapist.
Does she talk to it?
A
hoo-ha whisperer?
I mean, something like that.
About staying 6 feet away. She's been doing that for years.
Oh, my God.
Like,
what does the therapist do?
It's like a physical therapy situation.
You have a physical therapy for your mommy bits?
Yeah, I did. And
why?
Let me tell you, the first time I went there, when I realized our three big noggins were on a billboard right outside the building.
God, I was wondering where you're going with our big three noggins. I'm like, no. My noggin was nowhere near. Oh, yeah, the billboard.
Yes.
The
got it.
Billboard. So then when I had to say, all right, let's talk about my hoo-ha, she's like, I feel like you look so familiar. I'm like, nope, I sure don't. Nothing to see here.
She's like, ma'am, I don't mean to ask this question, but where's the other side of it?
Oh, stop.
Did you Did you leave it at home? Or?
Okay. All right. Again, I've said too much.
Oh, you know what? It's in the trunk. Hold on.
Go get
one
it.
Second. Let me hit the little button.
I might have left it on the floor out in the check-in area. Hold on.
You're going to want people to watch out in the hallways. That thing is spring-loaded, so watch out.
Oh, the old windsock ain't what she used to be.
Oh, you know what? None of me is.
I know, right? What?
I failed it pretty okay.
Okay. Let's see here. We have one other story I wanted to share with you. Did you hear that Cyprus, the country Cyprus, is trying to get tourists to come visit this summer? And so here's what they're doing. If you're willing to go to Cyprus, they're promising that they'll cover the cost if you catch coronavirus.
Okay.
Oh, what? Okay.
I'm not taking that chance, Cyprus.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody interested in going to Cyprus?
No, you know what? I the only Cyprus I'll be taking part in is Cypress Hill.
Me yeah. too. Oh. Where are they?
I don't know where they are right now. It could be an Arby's or a gas job. I don't know. I truly don't. I don't know, but I can't stop thinking of Dez's therapist.
Maybe Dez's vagina therapist can find out. God, can you imagine if we can get her hoo-ha therapist on the phone?
Oh, my God, the things that poor lady has seen.
Oh, it's a real thing, you guys.
What do you think she sounds like?
I'm going to take a peek at things. You didn't bring it all in again. Oh, my God, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
You know what? Some things I can't fix. Have a good one, Des. Tell him Des sent you.
I still have like six sessions left.
You prepaid for a vaginal therapist? This is a group? Oh, God. No. I have to go. This is enough.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.